When people hear the word family, they can envision any number of images of what that looks like. Maybe it's an image of a mother and a father with 2.5 children, maybe single parenthood, maybe just siblings or friends. Whatever that image is, it can vary across cultures. And a new exhibit at the Milwaukee Art Museum shows how the definition of family can vary in the Black community. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has this story.
The newest installation to the Milwaukee Art Museum collection is called Family Pictures. It explores the ways in which Black photographers and artists have portrayed familial relationships from the 20th century to the present. It was previously featured at the Columbus Museum of Art before making its way to Milwaukee. I got an early tour of the exhibit before it was set to open to the public. Finishing touches were being put on the decor. Lisa Sutcliffe is the exhibit's curator and was my tour guide. She says the exhibition was inspired by photographer Roy De Carava, who's known for his photos that captured Black life in Harlem in the 1940s and 50s. He's also featured in the exhibit.
His photographs took a look at Harlem in the 1950s, providing a portrait or a depiction of Black family life that was counter to what you might see in the media at the time.
And the other artists whose work is in the exhibit?
They're interested in the nuance and complication of portraying the African-American family. And when you come through the exhibition, you'll see 10 different representations of a family, from LGBTQ groups of friends to close-knit neighborhoods to nuclear families.
Thus the tour began. We started with one of the first photos you'll see when you enter the gallery by De Carava. It's a black and white photo of a woman in one room of an old family home. It's titled, Young Girl Pinning Up Hair.
She's wearing a polka dot skirt, a fashionable belt, and a multi-layered lace white top. And she's got her hands up. She's putting a barrette in her hair. Her face is looking down. And it isn't until you're a couple inches from the print itself that you can actually see that her eyes are looking up as she sort of helps adjust her hair. But it's a really beautiful gesture. It's a gesture of femininity. You see this very sensitive gesture that De Carava has.
The work from well-known photographer Gordon Parks is also featured. During Parks' time at Life magazine, some of his photographic essays depicted the plight of Black people in Harlem in the late 1960s, like that of the Fontenelle family. Sutcliffe describes a couple of the photos, including one of the youngest Fontenelle child, Little Richard.
Here you see quite a tender picture of the feet of this young child, but the details are so rich in that you can see the dirt on the soles of the feet. And in the picture next to it, you see Little Richard himself with these chapped lips and a sort of dirty shirt. And in the magazine, the caption that goes along with it says something to the effect that Little Richard was so hungry and they didn't have enough money to eat, and so his mother couldn't keep him from eating the plaster chips that would fall off the wall.
As we walked through the gallery, one piece that struck me was a panoramic collage of images by Dina Lawson. Lawson didn't take the pictures herself, but they were of members of her family.
The man who is married to her cousin is incarcerated. And so these pictures were made over the series of all of her family visits with her husband who's incarcerated. And so you see them always posing in front of the same backdrop, which is painted onto a cinder block wall, trying to sort of suggest a seascape with a lighthouse in the background. At each visit, she comes and she brings her children, and he stands and is photographed with her, with the children. But this is also an experience that is very common to not just African-American, but many Americans who don't have control over the way pictures are made of their families.
In addition to the captivating photos, I think many will also enjoy several of the exhibit's audio visuals. For example, in one room of the exhibit, there's a showing of a 5-minute short film titled Black Mary. In it, a woman performs a mournful rendition of Screamin' Jay Hawkins' I Put a Spell on You. As she sings, you'll see her performing and several images of Black women fading between scenes. What this exhibit shows is that although people's definition of a family may vary, there is no one image of what that looks like. Family Pictures is currently open at the Milwaukee Art Museum and runs through January 2019. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.